Welcome everyone to Live Your Dream on this morning. Thank you all for tuning in. We're in our collaboration mode. I have some great people on our lineup today, which we also have Eric Pagat, who's a co-host, graphic designer, doing big things. Eric, tell us what's been going on with you, because you're blowing up on social media. I'm just seeing everywhere. I see your nine-element design everywhere. So share with us what's going on with you.
I've been working with one of the people that you just recently signed, Cost.
Uh-huh.
I've been working with him, doing some things. He's actually going to be going down to do a show in South Carolina at Club MGM.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be doing the opening performance for Cassidy,
yeah,
the rapper. Trying to, you know, do a few things in photography, kind of meeting people, kind of connecting people. So that's kind of like what I've been up to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know it's been a week since I actually been physically in this office space. With the snow and everything, that may give me a couple more days of excuse.
Yeah.
But I was just like beat dead tired coming from out of Myrtle Beach with my family, where we stayed up the whole night every night. So I'm just happy to be in. So do I have everybody on? Carisha, you there? Chrissy, you
yes.
there? Okay. And also Nicole, I'm not sure she got my the number information. I don't see her information here. But what we'll
yes.
do is, are you here? Okay. So Chrissy, are you there? No, Chrissy's not there. She'll call in and tune in. So we just had a great meeting prior to. We want to set the tone that to make this a every Monday collaboration type of format networking, where we share ideas, we put bounce things off of each other. We also can connect and, collaborate on things that we can do as far as the future events coming up where we all can win from it. So I believe that not only this in the area of having Nicole on with us, Chrissy, Jennifer, and now also Carice with us. I want to grow this even bigger and eventually one day have different states or different cities having their own conference call and high in the mix or even grow it so big where we have to dial into 800 number to get on board. So I'm super, super, super excited. So on this morning, what's going on with social media right now, we have a lot of great things. I do see where Facebook is blowing up with a lot of great things. A lot of times I walk away from my my phone and I turn it off sometimes, but there are times when I turn it back on, it's just going mad crazy. So I decided just to turn the volume down, not turn it off, because, you know, then I have to, you know, like, you know.
Constantly binging,
yeah,
binging.
Yeah, binging. Yeah, yeah. So, Eric, I know with you and all the things going on with you, that's what's going on with your phone also?
That's what's going on with it right now.
Yeah, what about you, Nicole? What's going on with you? Share with the listeners what's the latest with you and what's coming up. I know Darius is blowing up, doing a lot of great things.
Yeah, I'm developing carpal tunnel being on phone and computer so much.
Yeah, I know.
Well, like I said, Darius is really, really keeping us busy. He's making and opening doors for the others that are on my team. Like I said, I'm a very small team. I have a team of 15, team of singers, actors, dancers, athletes, Hall of Famers. So, I have a Hall of Famer that I'm going to introduce later on in February as well. So we're just, like I said, he's just opening doors, and she's going to open a lot of more doors for us as well, too. And I'm trying to stay humble and make sure I put God first, pray about every situation that come about, because ever since I've come into this industry, it's been really hard trying to disciple who's there for you and who's not. So I quit trying to disciple and just said, Lord, you take the wheel and let me do the other work, what I can control. So we just try to manage and keep our head above water. Like I said, he's opening doors for us along with Gabriella. She's now a brand core model for a clothing line. She's auditioning for, she just auditioned for a role last night, Daddy's Little Girl. So, like Darius, he's going to be on Atlanta Live. coming up the 1st of February. He's going to be on there for the domestic violence, and he's going to be on there for this. I got so much on the brain.
I know.
Trafficking, human trafficking.
So he's
going to be on there, about doing human trafficking. So with him and Miss Cassandra Green. So he's been working with her on some projects as well, where they are going to do the reenactment of a film for the Moore's lynching here that took place in Georgia, where they hung, shot and killed two black couples and a pregnant lady. You have to get the book and go online and read about it. I'm not going to tell you the storyline, just let you read it. He picked the role in it, and then it's another film that's going to be coming out with Miss Quintana Jones. He's going to be working with her, and production starts in that in April, which is called The Ungodly Pastor. It's a really good story, right? A really good storyline. So I just really can't give you the details of it, but I have read the script, and oh my God, it is wonderful. So, and I'm very motivated about how she come about getting the script and writing, because it took her son to be in intensive care, ICU, on a ventilator, for her to sit down and to write that, you know, that film. So that motivated, when I, you know, read her story behind it, you know, we went and auditioned for it and we got it. So that's why it just moves me how her story come about, for her to come about with, she's been working on the project for 3 years, and just how it took God to set her down, you know, by putting her son into intensive care to finish her project. So, so she has, I want to connect you with her too as well, because she has a fabulous story. Miss Cassandra Green as well too, because they're really working, they're really networking, and she and Miss Cassandra Green does a lot of stage plays. She does a lot for domestic violence, so she's a real big advocate for that. She works for a lot in the community as well. So we're just getting involved in a lot of groups, a lot of communities, just to extend our hands out there, to get our face out there, to let people know who we are, that we're not just dealing with managing models and actors, but we want to be more activists as well in the community and what's going on in the environment. So we're just not going to stand behind, you know, a closed door and just be like, we're just a model agency company, and just send us your application, your resumes, and your pictures, and we'll look and we'll pick. No, we want to be more than just that. We want to be in the community. You know, just when you see a face, you want to not only say, okay, that's a physique management face. I've seen her at some functions, you know, not talking about just only fashion shows, but out feeding the homeless or, you know, things of that nature. So we're going to become more bigger advocates in the community as well. So those are some projects and things that Physique is looking to do.
Okay. And, Nicole, I'm so excited about all of that, because that's what we need, and it's not going to be always about, you know, Paris modeling and getting the faces out that way, but, you know, that would touch people's heart, like fans and all, you know, other people who would support. They want to see that people are real and they're doing things that is separated from just trying to get their faces out there. So great. I'm excited about all of it. And I just want to let everybody know, this was in the last, week or so, Darius was signed with our networking company, where we're excited to have him, and also, you know, your company also aboard with us as far as the networking part. So thank you, Nicole. And thank you, Darius. I haven't had the opportunity to speak with him yet, but we got a radio show lined up for him coming up soon as well. So I'm excited. And we, the Carice, with everything being said, share with you as far as photography, what's going on with you, and give the listeners a background. I know this is the first time you've been on the show with us, but this is Carice Robinson. Everyone, we featured him several times in our magazine. You have to know him. He is on social media. He's sharing his passion and his heart out there for the models and all the things that's to come. He'll be working with me also with the placement modeling in Columbia, South Carolina, where we're going to bring a lot of awareness and get a lot of things happening for them as well. So, Carice, there you are. Share with the world what you want to share at this point in time.
All right. Well, first, good morning to everyone. My name is Carice Robinson with Carice Digital Photography. I'm out of Columbia, South Carolina. And my project that I'm working on now is called Model Transformation. And what that consists of, I'm just trying to help get the models better prepared to know what to look for. So when they go to these agencies or when they go to a casting call, they know what to look like at the casting call, so you can make your chances even better to make the casting call. And I'm just trying to prepare them to see if this is something that you really want to do in the model industry. The first thing you have to do, you have to invest in yourself. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, then how can you expect someone to invest in you? So I'm just trying to showcase them right now.
Outstanding. Yeah, and I just, everyone had a chat with him, and we have shared some information on Facebook in regards to what he's doing. He touched my heart with the passion and drive he has behind all of it. So models, it's such a delight and a well-needed, as far as getting the information there in Columbia and surrounding areas. So I have history there. I've been there, living there off and on for about 15 years, where I went to school and I majored in fashion and also business there. So I was able to meet with Carice, and I just see us doing big, big, great things together. So thank you. As well as people who looking for a photographer there, I do know there. Do you do a lot of, like, photo shoots for, I know you work with models, and I've seen that you're working with kids also, so those are great. So there's any far as where they can locate you at in Columbia, the ones who want to connect with you there as well?
They can follow me on my social media, or they can visit my website. Website is www.carice77.zenfolio.com, and all my information is on my website.
Oh, great. All right. Also, Nicole, with you and Darius, and I know you, your other son that you have in the mix too, that was we actually featured him in, we put him in our magazine, where he was a part of Model Heaven's show. How old is he again?
He's 8
years old. Okay, great. And what's his name?
Lennon.
Okay, cool. So you in Atlanta, and I just working closely with others there. I sure want you to consider him being a part of our Prince and Princess of the Runway. it's going to be a lot of fun. I remember seeing him in that blue, he had like on a blue jacket, and it was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, and he just got that look, he's ready. So I'm so excited. So I just slid that in a little bit there. We're still waiting for Christy to come aboard, but she shared with us on this morning and our meeting earlier things that are going on. They just returned from Los Angeles from working with a great account. She did mention it in regards of what's to come. So they said it's going to be around Super Bowl that day where you will be able to see one of her actress going to be a part of that Super Bowl commercial. So it's all about connecting and networking. So by her knowing the opportunities provided to her, then we all know, because now we end up know what can possibly happen. Only not only connecting them, us to people, but letting it know through God that it's possible. So I just want to say kudos to whoever who booked them and also who allowed them to come aboard with them to do the commercial. So, Carice, on social media, share with the listeners what it takes for the information for our social media when it comes to getting your information out there. Why is it so important?
Well, because like I said, I can, especially for, I generally like to work with new up-and-coming models that's really looking to take modeling serious. And then so when that happens, it makes it easier for me to connect them or work with them to get them prepared to, if they want to go before agencies. I just want them to, be as prepared as possible, because I want everyone to be successful. I know you can't promise every time you're going to be able to make the casting, but I just want to be able to have a person's have the basic fundamentals to know what to expect, so when they're at the casting, their chances are better instead of being in a place that they don't know what's going on and they're completely lost.
Right. So true. And we have Eric. Eric is a graphic designer. He's going to be working closely with me for the comp cards and also for model ads and talent ads. We're going to have different areas within the magazine where Top Models and Talent Scouts Network magazine was based and is based off of ad spaces for models, talent, business owners, so people can actually get their information out there. So unique about the ad space, we just did one for one of the models, model and talent, and he's producer of music also, where we were able to upload his SoundCloud information onto the magazine. And what makes it unique about online, that's great because someone can click on that and go directly to his SoundCloud information on the web. And also a link back to their you know, website or either their Facebook or either another social media outlet. So I'm so forever grateful for being a part of the great movement with my magazine. JuMag is the company that I use the information through, and I know hard copies are great to have, but with the new invaded time when it comes down to the online magazine, I'm super, super excited. So I give shout outs to JuMag, who've been working with me. We've been having some issues with technical stuff, and I've came across where I've worked with Lisa and I've worked with Yvonne, where they have actually been in my corner to get things right with the magazine. So I know that I told them about the listing as far as the show today, so I want to definitely give them a shout-out to them. I know if they can't listen, if they're not tuning down, they'll be able to listen in this. But it is great to have a platform. So when it comes down to your website, Nicole, you want to share with the listeners and everything what's going on with your website and what to expect on there?
The website, well, I'll be honest, is in some development, and I think I might have spoken with Eric about that.
I created the page so entrepreneurs can come together, network together, build together, and and see what can happen from that point, because a lot of times somebody may be on there, somebody may be looking for a web designer. So then now if they see Eric's information on there, now they can go to his page, and then now they make the connect, and then now they get the website done. You know, it's just an easier, I just found out that it's an easier way to connect people.
Right. Awesome. And I know I've been watching it from afar, but like I said, I want to be at your next one. So let me know when will be another one that you will have where you all will meet at a location.
I'm thinking probably sometime in the springtime.
Okay.
We'll have a definite, but I'm thinking probably sometime in the spring is when I'm looking to do something.
Awesome. Yes, and I want to bring to your attention to Nicole and also, you know, Carice, and I know for at this point I'll get with Christy, but there is a young man that I met. His name is Frenchie F. off of Facebook. He has a competition for different, like far singers, producers, music in general, where they actually, it's a great format, a platform right there on Facebook. And it's called The Standards. Have y'all heard of that before?
No.
So I'm going to have him on and maybe bring him on next Monday, and he can just chat with us a little bit about that as well. But so far, two of my talent is going to be working with him in regards of, well, one so far now, and the second one he's going to have a meeting with them. And it's basically where my company will be like a sponsor. And whoever wins, they will get a spot on the radio show to talk about their win, and you know, and we'll congratulate them, and also we'll give them a free ad space in the magazine. So that's something I have connected with him on, and he has just a large, you know, amount of people that they're wanting to get their music out there, and so he's basically doing from people who just in the startup who's trying to get their information out there. So I'm just so super excited about him. But if anybody want to look him up and pass him on to others, his name is Frenchie, F-R-E-N-C-H-Y, and then F. And he gave me the background of why where the name came from, but his last name is French. So it's really cool. But he on Facebook, his name is called Frenchie F. Mm-hmm. So he's really cool, and I can put that stuff out there also. I've been sharing some stuff with my page as well. So our time is about to wind up, but I definitely wanted to give everybody opportunity to share, you know, the latest with them, what's to come, also what's going to happen, you know, for them, you know, in the future. And so, Nicole, when I think of you, where do you see yourself in the next, just say, 5 years?
Oh, well. It's been so much going on, I haven't thought that far.
overwhelming.
Hopefully in the next 5 years, I'm sitting somewhere in my office space, my team, as I call them, my team, making it happen for the world, you know, not only just us, just making it happen for the world, just opening doors and creating opportunities.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Nicole, from the time I met you and just looking at you, say, a year and all that you have accomplished in that year, oh, wow, it's going to be huge. It's going to be amazing. It's just going to be blowing off the top. So God is definitely in your corner, because that's something that you and I have talked about spirituals and when it comes to that connection. So it's already done. So when I do this often. Is because just to say, and not that you don't believe or the next person don't believe, it's just speaking into existence, and it's going to happen. It's sure going to happen. And I believe also that when I write things down, I check it off as it happens, because in just on Facebook, some people say, well, you sharing this, it might not happen for another 6 months or a year. I go ahead and do it. And then I can look back at posting that I did over 3 years ago, and it's happening right now.
Darling, I was looking how you go back and you share your memories, and I'm like,
yeah,
I spoke this in existence, and look where I'm at this year. You know, and I like last year I was struggling with my blood pressure. You know, I was really struggling, really, really to the point where he was like, Nicole, I don't know what else to do for you. And I prayed about it, and I just dropped all the medicines, and I said, Lord, what is it? Whatever it may be, take it away. And when I look back at my post from last year with blood pressures being 179 over 110, and so now I can take them now and not taking any medication, and it's like 120 over 79. So it's just when you look back from where you come from last year, the blessings of God, you got to look at the things you're doing within your life. So sometimes it takes you changing some, not even if the little things that you're doing within your life. It just, you may not recognize it until you just sit down and you think about, okay, what did I do? What am I doing? And you'll be like, just this little nitpick thing, but when you change it, that little nitpick thing, it brings big baskets of things. So, you know, I just had to learn that. And I had to look back and sit back, okay, what am I doing? You know, what grudges am I holding that I may not even be, you know, conscious that I'm holding, but what grudges am I holding? What, you know, you have to think about a lot of things that you're doing in your lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, just a small thing.
Right. And you know what? I was in the same position where, you know, taking medicine and the second dose, as far as they gave me, because mine was so high, Nicole, until my blood pressure, my medicine was like in the $400. And I was like, what? And my insurance paid, once you meet this certain deductible, then they'll pay for it, and it'd be like $50 or, you know, depending if you go to different places. And I was like, this is not happening. And my job was so stressful, and it had a lot of, you know, as far as demands when it, you know, comes to being in management in the corporate world in that way. And I was like, God, this just got to change. And so you're right, changing the way it is and how you do with your life. And of course, eating will help me. And, of course, I'm dieting and exercising. But even now, since I'm just doing my own thing, my blood pressure has decreased. And it just came a flow where, because I don't try to, you know, stress myself out with certain things. I just, you know, just I'm more a believer because I've stepped out on faith, so to say. So that just speaks volume already. So, ooh, thank you for sharing that. Outstanding. So what about you, Carice? Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
In 5 years from now, I would like to be, I see myself being a more global photographer.
Yes. Ooh. So that right there, tell me that you're definitely in our global network then. So, yeah. So when you say global, you mean that you would like to perhaps do jobs outside of the country as well?
Yes.
Outstanding. That's where we headed at. That's what one of the things that we're doing with the network is to make it global. I didn't want to do something, say, per city, like just my city. I wanted to open up to if someone in Paris need a photographer, whoever, that's something that network would be open to everyone to be able to say, oh, okay, yeah, this would be a person. So outstanding. Love it. Yes. So as our time is closing down, I want to say thank you all for the time that you have provided for us today. We'll be back at this again. I will let you know if it's 10 or 10:30, being that we're not going to do the conference call before that. But definitely, I just want to say thank you again. And all listeners, please continue to tune in, support us, share our posts, all the information. This broadcasting should be actually completed and ready to listen to in the next probably anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. So if nothing else to be said, Carice and Nicole and Chrissy, I know you're out there listening, and also Jennifer, thank you all again. And Live Your Dream is well on its way and doing big, big, big things. So y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, then. All right. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.